Category B2, News Bulletin, News Talk 106 to 108.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm John Keogh, live from the National Results Centre here at Dublin Castle. Well, more than half of the 43 constituencies have now voted yes in the marriage equality referendum. We're expecting that official declaration within the next hour or so, confirmation that Ireland has overwhelmingly voted yes. Well, thousands of people have literally been gathering here at Dublin Castle to watch that news become official. Crowds have been gathering in the capital from really early afternoon, and many have even been turned away from the National Town Centre here at Dublin Castle because of the sheer high demand for tickets. Well, my colleague Richard Chambers is outside in the courtyard of Dublin Castle.
The party has well and truly started in Dublin Castle, where people of all ages have turned out to hear the news they've all been waiting for. Ireland has voted yes. 2,000 people have crammed into the courtyard here to watch the official declaration on the big screen, and many hundreds have already been turned away. Those who did make it inside have been cheering each county as it comes in. These people say they're here for history.
Oh, it's great to be here today. Yeah, it's such a momentous, historic day for Ireland.
We've come a long way in the past couple of decades. Just hope that it continues to improve.
Maybe one day we could get married if that's where it was going. So it just means that, yeah, it's a big thing. It's very personal for us, and I think a lot of people here as well feel the same.
All eyes remain on the big screen ahead of the official declaration, which is expected at about 6 o'clock this evening. For Newstalk.com at Dublin Castle, I'm Richard Chambers.
So let's get a breakdown now on how the country has actually voted. Crossing to our National Results Centre at the newsroom, Newstalk.com's political correspondent Pádraig Gallagher has been bringing us the results all day. Pádraig, a pretty overwhelming result right across the country.
Indeed, John, already more than half of the country's constituencies have announced their results, and from north to south, east to west, and nearly everywhere in between, the nation has voted yes. Sligo North Leitrim made history, being the first constituency to officially declare its near 54% yes vote. So far, the highest yes vote is in the Dublin South East constituency, where 74.91% of those who voted backed marriage equality. I don't see that one being beaten. The two counties have bucked the trend, though, and voted no. Longford County has voted no, though the constituency of Longford West Meath has said yes, and the constituency of Roscommon South Leitrim has voted no. The final no vote there, John, was 51.42%.
And Pádraig, we're used to constituencies like Donegal, for example, voting no on countless referendums, but they've decided on this one to stand with the rest of the country.
That's right. The county of Donegal, ending its tradition of going against national trend, it has voted yes, both constituencies there doing it, though in Donegal Southwest, it was won by just 33 votes. So the stage is now set there with you, John, in Dublin Castle for the final formal national declaration within the next hour, and then we're expecting to hear later from the Taoiseach and Thánaiste.
And we will bring you that declaration live here on News Talk when it happens live from Dublin Castle. Now, there is the matter of the by-election, of course, which is taking place in Carlow Kilkenny. Fianna Fáil's candidate there is quietly confident of taking the seat. Bobby Aylward has 28% of the final tally, with Fine Gael's David Fitzgerald some 4,000 votes behind on 21%. Tally's put Sinn Féin's Kathleen Funchen on 16%. Bobby Aylward says the result, when it comes later tonight, should finally put to bed questions about Micheál Martin's leadership of Fianna Fáil.
Well, I'd hope so, but I mean, I don't think that was an issue this election. This election was about a Carlow Kilkenny seat that was vacant, and Micheál's leadership had nothing. But, I mean, the media tried to bring it into it, but as far as I was concerned, it was never about Micheál's leadership. Win, lose, or draw, Micheál Martin is still going to be leader of Fianna Fáil, and will be leader of Fianna Fáil going into the next election.
Some of today's other news briefly now. A toddler has been killed in a farm accident in West Cork. The two-year-old boy was hit in the head by a steel gate and skull around lunchtime. The child was airlifted to Cork University Hospital but was declared dead a short time later. Gardaí in Dublin are appealing for information after the discovery of a man's body in Rathcoole. The man in his 30s was discovered on Steeles Town Lane at around 10 to 3 this morning. It's the same area where baby Maria was found abandoned earlier this month. It's unclear if the incidents are connected. And the body of a man has been found in Limerick City. He was discovered this morning in sheltered accommodation on Clare Street. Gardaí say they don't suspect foul play. Don't forget, for the latest news updates, including all the information you could possibly want on the referendums and indeed the Carlow Kilkenny by-election, check out newstalk.com and indeed the Newstalk app. But that's it for the moment from the National Results Centre here at Dublin Castle, where Ireland will, in the next hour or so, become the first country in the world to vote yes to marriage equality. We'll have more at 6.
Thanks, George. Good evening. Joan Burton says she now has to win the trust of the Irish people. The Social Protection Minister is the new leader of the Labour Party and Taoiseach after accepting the Taoiseach's offer of the post over the phone in the past hour. The junior minister, Alan Kelly, has also won the deputy leadership of the party, though an official declaration is awaited. Newstalk's political correspondent, Padraig Gallagher, reports.
I therefore declare Joan Burton to have been elected as leader of the Labour Party.
Returning officer Richard Humphreys announced Joan Burton's election as the 11th leader of Labour. She won 77.5% of the vote, beating junior minister Alex White. The Social Protection Minister says she's emotional about today, but the task ahead is not just about the future of the party she now leads.
My job now is not just to lead the renewal and the recovery of the party, but also to ask of people in Ireland, of citizens, to have trust in myself.
She's now Taoiseach at Eamon Gilmore resigned that position this afternoon to allow the Taoiseach appoint her this evening. The Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade says Joan Burton will have his full support.
You will have all of our good wishes, all of our goodwill, and every possible help.
The loser in the election, Alex White, says he too will back the new leader fully.
I congratulate you warmly and wholeheartedly, and I wish you every success.
After a near six-week campaign, the job of work now begins in earnest for Joan Burton, a cabinet reshuffle and then persuading the people of the country that they will feel recovery under Labour. For News Talk in Dublin, I'm Padraig Gallagher.
Ralph Harris's sentence has been referred to the Attorney General in the UK under the unduly lenient sentence scheme. Earlier, he was jailed for 5 years and 9 months for 12 indecent assaults on four girls. Speaking outside the court, a representative of one of the victims read a statement.
My sister has had only 8 years of her life without this incident going round in her head, and that was her first eight. After these cameras have been dismantled, it will still be with her, as it will the other girls.
Aiken Promotions says it followed the correct licensing process under current regulations for the Garth Brooks concerts. It says it's standard practice to inform the licensing authority, announce the events, and put tickets on sale before submitting a detailed license application. The five Garth Brooks concerts are in doubt after the singer said he won't perform the three gigs given a license by the council, but will only do all five. The Fine Gael TD, Jerry Buttermer, says the debacle shows the need to change concert licensing laws. He says no concert tickets should be sold until there's a licence for the event.
According to the current legislation, the application for licence was with the local authority 16 weeks before an event, and the authority must allow 5 weeks to pass before making a decision whether to grant the licence or not. I believe an amendment could be made to the current legislation stipulating that tickets can't be sold until the licence is granted.
Ireland will have an extra 4,000 citizens by this evening. People from 123 countries have gone through a six-month application process to become an Irish citizen. Ceremonies are taking place at the Convention Centre in Dublin. Many have made Ireland their home for a number of years, and these new citizens say they're delighted.
I have more opportunities now. I have equal rights, like every other Irish citizen, so I'm happy.
Oh, it's nice to be proud and more part and feeling more integrated in the nation itself.
I can travel, I can go to anywhere, I can attend conferences, engineering conferences, a lot of things. So I'm so happy.
And a jury has failed to agree on a verdict in the trial of a man accused of fatally stabbing his partner in Dublin 2 years ago. Vessel Jahiri of Louth Village, Dundalk, but originally from Kosovo, has not shown up the case at the criminal courts since last Friday. He denied murdering 25-year-old mother of two, Anna Finnegan, and causing serious harm to her brother Carl at her home in Allendale Glen, Clonsilla, on the evening of September 21st, 2012. Don't forget, for the latest news updates, you can check out our website, that's newstalk.ie. But that's it for now from the newsroom. We'll have more at 6. It's 11 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Zara King. The polls have closed in the Scottish independence referendum. Turnout's been extremely high with reports of long queues at polling stations. Thousands of people are already gathering in Glasgow city centre ahead of an historic night for the UK. From there, our reporter Richard Chambers has the latest.
The polls have now closed across Scotland, and after 2 years of intense campaigning, over 4 million Scots have flooded to polling stations across the country to have their say in a referendum which will resonate far beyond their borders. Nationalists and unionists were keen to see their supporters vote early, and queues were reported up to an hour before the booths opened at 7 a.m. today. It's thought over 80% of the electorate has now had their say on whether Scotland will break the 307-year-old United Kingdom. Here in Glasgow's George Square, thousands have turned out with salt tires draped over their shoulders, and there's a real buzz of anticipation with a long night ahead for both campaigns. The eyes of the world will now turn to the Royal Highland Centre in Edinburgh, where results will start to trickle through from about 1 o'clock Friday morning, with a full and final declaration expected at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Richard Chambers in George Square, Glasgow.
Well, in the last few moments, the YouGov polling firm has predicted a narrow win for the No campaign, with 54% against and 46% supporting independence. Peter Kellner from YouGov is confident his stats are right.
If we've got this wrong, if Yes win, we, and by extension, frankly, other bolsters, have got something badly wrong. Now, I can't see No losing this now.
The incoming president of IBEX says the government can now deliver tax cuts to workers totaling around €400 million next year. Larry Murran made the call at the president's dinner for the employers group in Dublin tonight. It follows new figures today showing the economy here grew by 7.7% in the year to the end of June. Mr. Murran says workers need relief from the government and explained what could be contained in a €400 million tax package.
That means being able to increase the entry point to the marginal tax rate up to £34,800 and a reduction in the marginal tax rate to 51%. It also means being able to reform the universal social charge so self-employed and PAYE workers are treated the same, as well as abolishing the unfair pensions levy.
And that's the very latest news update. It's now 2 minutes past 11.
It's 9 o'clock and Ireland has voted yes to marriage equality. Good evening, I'm Kerry Gray. Ireland's made global history after backing gay marriage in a popular vote. Just over 62% supported changing the constitution, with more than 1.2 million people turning out in support of marriage equality. Roscommon South Leitrim was the only constituency to vote no. There were jubilant scenes at Dublin Castle where thousands of people gathered to watch the historic results come in. They were joined by TDs from across the political spectrum to celebrate the yes vote in front of the world's media. Newstalk.com's Richard Chambers was there.
There you have it at Dublin Castle. Stunning scenes. We have fists, balloons and rainbow flags in the air. A blinding wave of camera flashes from the world's media. The international focus has been very much on Ireland this weekend. We have a number of politicians and stars of the entertainment, political and sporting worlds all here joining in the celebrations. There's been a real outpouring of emotion. Tears already been seen. There'll be similar scenes across the rest of this country on what has been a memorable day for Ireland. The celebrations will last long into the night. For Newstalk.com at Dublin Castle, I'm Richard Chambers.
Fianna Fáil looks set to win the Carlow Kilkenny by-election. The second count was declared in the past hour as 13 candidates fight it out for the seat left vacant by EU Commissioner Phil Hogan. Roisin Tracy reports.
We've had two counts in close succession so far here in the count centre in Killeen Hill, where Fianna Fáil's Bobby Elward continues to dominate. The quota for this vote is 33,418, and following the second count, Elward is on 18,713 votes. That's 28%. Fine Gael's David Fitzgerald continues to lag behind on 21%, while Sinn Féin's Kathleen Function is on 11,006 votes. That's 16%. It's been a disappointing day for Labour's Willie Quinn, who only managed to secure 4,803 votes so far, or 7%. Renew's Patrick McKee took 9.8%, while Green Party candidate Malcolm Noonan is on 5.4%. Of the four candidates eliminated in the first round, that's Independence Donnie Houlihan, Peter O'Loughlin and Noel G. Walsh, and Elizabeth Horahan from the National Citizens Movement. The majority of transfers have gone to People Before Profits' Adrian Wallace and Sinn Féin's Kathleen Function. Anti-Austerity Alliance candidate Conor McLean has been eliminated in the second round. An overall winner of the by-election is not expected to be announced until late into the night. For Newstalk.com at Killeen Hill, I'm Roisin Tracy.
Results are coming in thick and fast in the referendum on lowering the age of candidates for presidential elections. It's receiving a resounding no, with just three constituencies left to declare. And finally, on what is this historic day, Newstalk presenter Dil Vikramasinghe has proposed to her partner Anne-Marie Toole live on her Global Village programme this evening. Dil and Anne-Marie became parents to a baby boy, Phoenix, last Sunday. Anne-Marie accepted the proposal.
So my beloved and beautiful Anne-Marie, now that we can and there's nothing and no one that's standing in the way, Emery Susan Patricia Toole. Sorry to do that. Castletown, County Mead. Will you marry me?
Yes.
Don't forget, the latest news updates and reaction to the yes vote in the marriage equality referendum are on our website, newstalk.com. But that's it for now. From the newsroom, more at 10.
Newstalk 106 to 108.